Malachim. Like the Malach HaMovis came to this Mishpacha, everybody in the Mishpacha should feel bad. Should be Yidag, be worried about the Malach HaMovis. So Drashi Yidago means Yiro Min HaMisa. You should be afraid of the Misa. Echad Mabnei HaChabura Shemais. One of a Chabura means friends of people that work together, learn together. If one of them is Meis, is Tidak Kol HaChabura Kulam. Everybody in that Chabura should be afraid. Is Amri Law, some say the Meis Godl. It means if the greatest one died, then everybody else should be afraid. The Amri Law, the Meis Kodl. Some say Faketh Svaron. If the smallest one died, then everybody should be afraid. So Rashi, the Meis Godl, Yesh Lidag, Hoyal Bisholta, Midas Hadim, Rosh HaBayis. That's the Svaron. Madach, the Malach HaMovil, is coming to the race to the greatest one of the Bayis. So everybody has to be afraid. Maybe it's going to come to him. The Amri Law, the Meis Kodl, Shevekil Kola, Maschilim in HaKodl. Because the kilkol always starts from the youngest one. So the Malach HaMovis came to the youngest one. Everybody else has to be afraid. Maybe he's going to work himself up, the Malach HaMovis. Now our Mishnah says, the Chol HaMekalkulin Pturim. Any type of a kilkol you do on Shabbos, for any one of the Lamates Molochis, you're potter. That's why our Mishnah says by Kareya. If you're Kareya, B'chamosa, B'yal Meisa, the Chol HaMekalkulin Pturim. Even though you're ripping a beggar on Shabbos, since it's a Mekalkul, you're Pturim. So Poshtas Mashma on all Lamates Molochis. Now Zokne Bavua Braisam, Toni Rabavua Kaimid Rab Yechlin. Bavua learned in front of Rab Yechlin, Kol HaMekalkulin Pturim. It's not true, like most of the Molochis are Pturim, if you're Mekalkul. Chutz Michoivul Amavir. A chutz from two Molochis. Choivul, when you hit somebody and you make blood come out of him, or else Mavir, you burn something, even though you're being Mekalkul, now you start destroying the paper. Or when you hit somebody, punch somebody in the mouth, and it starts bleeding, you only be mekalkulim, still you chayiv. These two melachas are different. That's what the Bavua holds. Zadrashi, chutz, mechayivu biyodim, zadrashi de mekalkulu. When you chayivu, you make a chavole, a chabur in him, you be mekalkulim. Fechayiv, still you chayiv on Shabbos. What's the rai? It's a rai from the Mishnah Babakama, to Tanan. Ha chayivu bechaver b'Shabbos potter. Somebody punches his friend in the nose on Shabbos, and it makes him bleed, even though in the middle of the week, you chayiv hey devor. Yechayev for the mamazik, but on Shabbos you potter from paying him the damage. Why? You say come with Rabbi Minei. Since for punching him on Shabbos is chayev misam, so you see klar. Even though you makalkul on Shabbos by punching him, still yechayev. Chabur will soon see why. Chabur is different. Yechayev even though it's makalkul. Who adinu mavir? If you burn something on Shabbos, also yechayev. What's the rayim? As I also mishnah babakama. A mavir es hagodish. If you burn up somebody's tefuah, he has a field full of corn, and you burn it up, mekalkulu v'chayiv, yechayiv on Shabbos, kiritnan, who shidlik es hagodish, if a person lit up the godish, potim in atashtumim, if on Shabbos you go to your friend's field, and light up, burn up his corn field, you're potim for paying him as mazik. Why? Because yechayiv misa. So you see, cloth for these two avos melachos, there's a chiyuv misa. Even though it's a kukul, still yechayiv. We'll soon see why these two avos are different. That's what Rabbi Avuah learned. Omale, Rabbi Yechon answered back to Rabbi Avuah, you should know, Pulk Tony Lebrua. Whoever told you this braisa, go and throw it outside. Echayvu lomavre in the Mishnah. Whoever told you that braisa to say yechayiv, even chayvu lomavre, you should know it's the wrong. It's in the Mishnah. It's not right. He made a mistake. So Rashi in the Mishnah, the mekalkulu potter. If your mamash make a kilkul and you punch someone in the nose and you only be makalkul, the blood is coming out, it's a posh kilkul, avadi apotim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. I be im timtzleime mishnah. The crew we have mishnais and above the kamar Rashi just put down. Two mishnahs that says if you hit somebody on Shabbos, you're potter from paying him back money because you chayiv misam. And if you burn somebody's field on Shabbos, you're potter from paying him money because you chayiv misam. Out of the crew it's a kilkul, so you see you are chayiv. So if you have Yechonim, those two Mishnahs are talking about in Tim Slaim and Mishnahim, Choyvel B'tzorach L'Kalboy. It's talking about when you hit somebody, you needed the blood. What do you need the blood for? You want to give it to your dog. Your dog is sick, so he likes blood. You want to give blood to your dog, to give to your dog to eat. So when you punch somebody, it's not only called a kilkul, it's called a little bit of a tikkun. You need the blood. Who adin mavir B'tzorach L'Ofroy. That we say if you burn something on Shabbos Yechayiv, it's talking about a case where you need ashes. For some reason, you need the ashes. You want to take it home to cover dirt in your house. So when you burn something, it's called a ksas tikkun. That's why you chayiv the other mishnayis in Bava Kama. Ve'enachnami, a place where it's just a pure kilku, you don't need the ashes, or you don't need the blood. You just want to give somebody a bloody nose, avadi apater on Shabbos. Tos out Rabbi Yechonah. So Drashi, B'tzorech, we're talking about, l'dam hayetzim in a chavola. L'kalbot, you want to give it to your dog. The Makalkul waits on Nechpol, even though on the gate to this person, you punch him in the nose. For him, it's a kilkul, he's a bloody nose, of Masakan waits like Kelev. That's of Yechlin Svar. It's called the Tzaz Tikin, Nogayat to the Kelev. You need blood for your dog, so that's the way you get the blood. I, Fred Gemara, Vu Anan Tanan, Kola Makalkulim Turim. So this is going to be a kasha now on Rebbe Avuah. How could Rebbe Avuah learn that Choyvel and Maver is Chayiv? Ayal Mishnah says, Kola Makalkulim Turim. Mashm all Lamet Tes Molochis. If you do it, the Eif and a Kilkul, we just destroy, just ruining, you potter. You only chayif by malachas needs malachas machshavas. Pasha the pturim kilkul is. Torah says for Shabbos lachshin machshavas. There has to be a choshev malacha. You have to build something. You have to write something. But by building, you're ruining something. That's not called malachas machshavas yipoter. So our Mishnah says kolam a kalklim pturim mashma olam ates malachas yipoter bekilkul. So how could you come along and say these two yichayif? And if the Gemara enichnami masdisim Reb Yehuda. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yudi. Take it true. The Mishnah is mashma all lamates mulachas apotah bekilkul. That's according to Reb Yudi shita. Brisa, our Brisa, but who were brought down? It said no. That choyvul amavul is chayiv. That goes according to Reb Shimon. Now, where do we have such a machlokes Reb Yudi and Reb Shimon? If mekalkul is chayiv by chavola and by havora, so Rashi learns. Our Mishnah is mashma all lamates malachas apotim. And there it says, Mastisim of Yehuda. The Yisleim Mekalka Bechabura Potter, the Trashi Vlo Yispar Sheikha. Rashi doesn't know where in Shas has said such a machlek as before. That the one runs off a pshitis here, that according to Reb Yehuda, Mekalka is Potter. And according to Reb Shimon, it's Chayim. Rashi doesn't know where it said it. Another pshat Rashi says is, Vali Nirad is the pshat. Ma'asisin Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. The Yoma Malocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Chayiv Alei. That he holds a Malocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Chayiv. What does that mean? Hilkach Chiyuva De Choyvel B'Tzorach LeKalvoi. Now it's where we have the Spira. Our Mishnah says here Makalkul is Potter. And there's a Mishnah in Baba Kama that says by Chabura and by Havora you are Chayiv on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah in Baba Kama. It says Yechayiv Misa. So one way out is to say like we said before Tzorach LeKalvoi. When do we say if you make a chabura on Shabbos Yechayiv, when it's not called a kilkul? When it's called you're doing it to you need the blood. If you need the blood, it's not called a kilkul. Now who holds such a svarim? The fact you need the blood, that's not called a kilkul, that's only according to Yehuda's svarim. Because really, if you look at the person himself, you gave this person a bloody nose. To he himself, you only mekalkulim, you gave a pure kilkul. You made him a bloody nose, it's a kilkul. What's the tikkun we want to say? Your dog needs the blood. Why do we care about your dog? Lamaisa, the malach is done to this person, and this person gave him a bloody nose, it's called a kilkul. Lechura, even the svara that you need the blood for your dog, why is it called like a tikkun? Like lechura, that tikkun is someplace else. And lechura, we should only look at what happened to the person. He has a bloody nose. He should be potter. It's called a kilkul. The Teretz says, you have Yehuda holds such a svara like that. You have Yehuda holds the malacha shein tzricha gufa chayiv alein. That means you do a malacha shein tzricha gufa. That means you don't need the gufa of the malacha. Like you're saying, carrying out a mace on Shabbos. You carry a mace out of the room, it's not the pshat you need the mace to be outside, you want to use them there. Tzrich Gufa means you carry a shovel outside. The pshat is, you want to dig over there, I need this shovel to be there, so I'm taking this shovel out to get there, that's called the mlacha, you need the Gufa to carry. When you want to get a mace out of the room, it's not the pshat you need the mace over there. It's just you don't want the mace over here. So according to Yehuda Yechayiv, why Yechayiv? Even though the goof of the malach you don't need, but it has some purpose though. Another purpose, a side purpose, means something according to Yehuda. That's what Rashi is making a sushdom. If you see a side purpose means something according to Yehuda, so what then here when you chayvul? When you give the guy a bloody nose, and he's a chayvul in his nose, so even though it's a kilkut to him, but if you want this blood for another purpose, it's considered a good purpose. It's called a tikkun. So according to Reb Yehuda, you see the svara, if you need it for something else, there's something else, machshava, helps to make this melacha a good melacha. Just like you see by melacha, shen sikha gufi yichayev, according to Reb Yehuda, the same svara here by kilkum. If you need this kilkum for some other purpose, even though it's a kilkum, a person, it's called a tikkun. That's Reb Yehuda's svara. Let's see inside. Linya was a trashi, matis Reb Yehuda, the yom melacha shen sikha gufi yichayev, lo hilkach. Chiyuva de choyvul, that's what the Mishnah of Baba Kama says. If you choyvul somebody on Shabbos that you're potter from pain because you chayiv mis, you say, come to Rabbi name, that's talking about the tzorach le'kalvoi. Having a kimto, where you needed the blood to give your dog. Or Mavri, the Mishnah says if you burn somebody's tfu on Shabbos, you put it from Pengin, who is Shechayiv Misa, is also Besarach Lofren. You need the if you need the ishes. Now Mishkachas Lom, the Afal Pid, the Makakul, waits from Locha Atzmo, even though by punching the guy's nose, it's a Kilkul. By burning the guy's tfuam, your makakul is tfuam of masakin weislacherim, but your masakin for a different purpose. You need the ashes. You need the blood. Rabbi Yehuda ki agavna malochu. Rabbi Yehuda holds such a svarim that if you need a different purpose, you could make your need come in contact with the malocha and makes the malocha chashuv malocha. Mishum tikkun acherim. Therefore, it's called the tikkun the malocha. Avo makalkul v'yein the masakin potter. That's pshat now mishnah. But lo yitzur you make a kilkum where you have no purpose at all, even by chavolim, where you stand punch a guy in the nose. Avad yili potter on Shabbos. Because stam a kilkul, that's how mishnah kol a makalkul is pturim. V'yafa gadreishim asis makul gav shimin. This goes according to Yehuda. Vaito b'raiser of Shimon is a trashi. The yama malocha shen tzrich l'gufa potter alei. If Shimon doesn't know that svara, a malocha that the gufa malocha you don't need, even though there's a side purpose what you're doing it for, we don't look at the side purpose, you potter. Hilkach, ein locha choyvu l'mave shen makalkul. Every time you punch somebody, you make a chavola on Shabbos, it's always called a kilkul. Because look at the gufa of the malocha. By punching the guys in the nose, you can't say it's a tikkun, it's zicha kilkul. Afilu when you're burning wood to use the heat, it's also called makalkul weitz leitzim. Because the mice and the wood itself, you're ruining the wood. Omashu mesak leitz lachem Rav Shimon lechoshed. The malacha says al gufahi. Ela mishum the makalkul bechavola b'avor rachayiv kli apla kamei. It's according to Rav Shimon, he holds you always have to look at the guf of the malacha what you're doing. So the mice burning wood or burning somebody tfua or punching somebody in the nose is always called 100% kilkul. And still, the Mishnah Baba Kama says, Yechayiv Misa on Shabbos. So Reb Shimon has a raya that Kilkul, the Chabura, and Vavori is Chayiv on Shabbos. That's Reb Shimon's raya. But according to Reb Yehuda, there's no raya from the Mishnah Baba Kama. According to Reb Yehuda, that sign the Mishnah Baba Kama is talking about by Tzorach Lofroi, a Tzorach Cowboy, where you need the blood. And according to Reb Yehuda, if you need the blood for another purpose, that's a Chashuv Malachim. That's the Teretz, to Reb Avuah. Reb Avuah that says, Yechayev goes according to Reb Shimon. And now Mishnah says, Kol HaMakalkin is Turin, goes according to Reb Yehuda. Zot Gemara, but my time with Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, though these two malachas are different. If you make a chavola on Shabbos, or you make a havar on Shabbos, Yechayev. Fret Gemara, why? Why are these two malachas different? Good, we have a raya for the Mishnah and Bava Kama. What's the head? But why should these two malachas be different? And Gemara writes in a posik, Med Yitzchak Kroh LeMishrei Milo. You need a posik to say you're allowed to make a meal on Shabbos. Without the heter, I would say it's also to make a meal on Shabbos. Why? What are you doing? You're making a chavola. It's only a kukul. You're cutting, you're making blood come out. It's a chavola. And still, you see, the Torah has to be mati you. Mash without an extra posik of a yom hashmini, it'd be also to make a meal on Shabbos. So you see, you say that chavola is chayiv on Shabbos. That's what Shimon's raya.
It's a tikkun,
but not poison. Oh, so it's tikkun in the goof. So that's if Shimon doesn't know, the tikkun midav racha doesn't help you. If Shimon knows you need a tikkun in the guf ha-malocha, l'maisa the malocha is tam a kilkul. You stam cutting him, you're making a chavola there. The guf ha-chavola is a kilkul. Ah, you be mekayim a mitzvah doing other things, tikkun in the guf. If Shimon's not chosh of that. If Shimon needs a tikkun in the guf ha-malocha. So Drashi, Mid-Yitzra kro v'yoyim ha-shmini, v'yoyim is yisera, v'afilu b'shabbis, o milo chayvelu. Mila, the malacha on Shabbos, lo be the issa to do it on Shabbos, you're making a chavola. You're making blood come out of the person. Nechlau, the shar, mekalkul, mechabur, chayiv. It's raya, really, for chavola, you chayiv on Shabbos. The Torah gave a special, that's the Mila's mutter. Another, chayiv, b'yam is chayiv. And what about havora? Midi yosir achimon havora. Kabi bas koyim, Torah says you're not allowed to kill with eish, with fire, on Shabbos. Shemamina mave biyal mechayiv. Why can't you kill on Shabbos? Because you're doing a malach of havara. So you see that havara is also to do on Shabbos. Drashu mid yoser achmon havara de bas koyin b'Shabbos. There's a special posuk to say you're not allowed to kill him. So chura ay, let's learn the yisur is al nesias neshama. What's the raya the yisur is upon the fire? Maybe the yisur is upon the nesias neshama. That's what the shava face goes into. But upon him, the yisur havara is you have to first heat up the way you kill somebody with sreifer is you heat up the lid, you have boiling hot lead, you throw down the mouth. That's called the sreifer. So when I say heating up, making havara, that's the Torah asks. That's why now I kill on Shabbos. Mashmas, the actual misa would have been mutum, but the malechas havara, that's also to do on Shabbos. I havara is a kukul. Every time you burn something, you're ruining it. So you see, by the meleches havara, even though it's a kukul, here the Torah said yichayiv. If it's done before Shabbos, you can't kill. Yeah, you only throw down boiling hot leather. It cools off otherwise. How do you keep it hot?
Can't keep it on the
left. Keep it on the
I'm not sure on the Pesukim. The Gemara is not here. The way you dash in the Pesukim, the Gemara in Yevamis, smash McClure, the Bishul is what's also. Vaita, for Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda holds no raya for Mila. Hosav misakinu. Yes, for Rabbi Yehuda holds Mila is a tikkun. You know what I mean? It's not called a kukul. You're doing up a mitzvah. You'd be misakin a goof. And Yehuda's swar is that's called a tikkun. Therefore, you have no raya, Torah asked Mila on Shabbos. So if you start making kukul on Shabbos for Chabura, you'll be potter. Why is Mila Chayiv, if not for the new Heter HaKro? Because there it's called a tikkun. Kid Ravashi. The Yom Ravashi, Malin Lestakin Mila, Malin Lestakin Kli. And the same way you fix up a Kli, you fix up the goof of the person. A person without the Mila is called a Choser, and now the Mila is being Mestakin him. Shrashi Mali Mestakin Kli. Honami Mestakin Gavruhu. V'yesh Malachi, but tikkun zeh. The person before his Mila is called a Choser, and now after the Mila is called a tikkun, so it's called Yom Mestakin. And who are then by Voros Bas Kern also? Mali Lavasho Psilo, Mali Lavasho Samonim. Shrashi Bisho Psilo, Shumadli Psilo Shalever. When you're burning up this lead, for Noisla Teich Pia, and you put it into a mouth, for Derech Bisholuze, for Chayev Allah Bishol, Shaina Makalkala Eva Bibishulai, Ela Mesaki Vitzarif. Forget, he holds that when you're cooking up the Eva, the lead, it's not called you ruining the lead. Forget, you're being Mesaki in the lead that way. You're burning it up, making it hot, that's called tzarif. You're like melting it down, you're making it purified. That's not called a kilkul. Samonim, shom lechas ha-mishkan. Same way was in the Mishkan, also was called the Dabar Tikkun. So that's Reb Yehuda's Svara. And this is Reb Yehuda's Svara. Reb Shimon does know for the Svara here, that's not called a Tikkun. A Tikkun, according to Reb Shimon, has to be a Tikkun of the Guf HaMalacham. Lamaisa, when you're burning, what are you burning? You have to burn wood in order to burn up the lead. So when you first make this fire, that's called a kukul. You're making this fire for a purpose of a tikkun, of being stuck in the lead. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can't look at zaitika tikkun. It has to be a tikkun, the guf hamalacha. You're burning wood, that's called a kukul. So this malachis, if you do Rabbi Shimon, if the malach is chavura and havara is chayiv on Shabbos the kukul, or no, only these two cases are separate, because these two cases are tikkun, but a regular chavura is potter, like our Mishnah says. Right, the Shir HaMalavin. The Mishnah says that if you do the Malachis Malavin of cleaning off the womb, or else Manaf is combing out the womb, so there you're dyeing the womb, or else the Tovi is spinning the threads, it's Kamali Reichav Asit. That's to be the length of the sit. We'll still see what that means. We have Yosef Mochi Kofum. He'll like double. Double means this way, the spread between your thumb and your first finger. That's called Kofum. We have Chibarami Mochi Poshit. Poshit means like this, the length between the first finger, the second finger, and the third finger. So Rashi, Rav Yosef Mochi, Hai Hasit Kofu. What is Sit Kofu? A thread doubled. The Masnitzin Kofu Mamish means Berevach Kotzer Shevein Etz Palama Mishay Shnei Pum. Hey, it's the other way. It said you're doubled, right? So Mochi Kofu means double. Forget. He holds this span between your second finger and your third finger doubled. Double this space. That means Kofu. Hey, the Mishnah means Sit HaKofu Mamish two times this measurement. But the second one, the Yomer. Reb Chiya Barabi, Mochi Poshit. Mochi Poshit Rashi, Berevach Shebein Goydol Li Etzpam. Between your thumb and the first finger. Means Pam Echad, at one shot. Who Kofel the Masbith, not shot in Mishnah Kofel double. Sheyeshba Keflayim Koisa Shebein Amal Etzpam. There's more than two times the spin between your thumb and the first finger than between this finger and this finger. That's why the Mishnah means Kofel, double. Means more than two times this is this much. So that's how much of a string you have to either be maladin or be tzavei or be menafet is a lock of the chayiv and shabbos.
Two of them,
huh? Well, according to the second one, it's just one. It's not just means this. Because this span is called kofel because it's more than two times this span.
Rabbi,
I read you, you need to go twice. Yeah, you need two. Yeah, you need two. That's different, right?
Of this?
What? No, that's Mishnah. You're not. Right. Two strings that long, right? According to Ariga needs two that long. So that's a Mishnah. We have Yudu Aina, Hatzad Sipal Migdol. What's called the Melechet Seder? That means you capture it, that after it's in the Migdol, that means a cage where you keep the birds. That's called it's caught there. Yudu Aina, Hatzad Sipal Migdol is Chayiv. Mashiach, and you put a bird in your house, your pot, it's not called capture there, because they can fly around the rooms, it's not called you having. Hey, Seder means he's caught. you have him. Vashenkenu tzvi labayit chayiv. A deer, you bring him into the house on Shabbos and close the door, that's called the chayiv. It's tzeidah, it's called kor. Vacham moimrim tzipu l'migdol. Chom amaskin. That a tzipur is only chayiv to bring him into the migdol. Less than a migdol in the house, he can fly around, he's not called kor. Of the things of tzvi. O tzvi, if you take a deer, legina ulechos lebivrin chayiv. You don't have to bring him dafkin to your house. You bring him into